This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Breaking news, law enforcement authorities in Europe are now closing in on the Monsanto Mafia and Bayer's Black Ops units that have been, let's say bribing, intimidating, and trying to defame various journalists, lawmakers, and regulators across Europe to try to get them to either, you know, back off of criticizing Monsanto or to approve Monsanto's deadly toxic poisons such as Roundup, glyphosate, weed killer, and Monsanto's GMOs. This is now being reported by Reuters. Yes, none other than Reuters. I've got a link to this article on naturalnews.com. Reuters is reporting that French authorities are looking into a criminal complaints against Monsanto, which kept a list of hundreds of journalists and regulators and lawmakers, with the purpose being to take down individuals that were obstacles to Monsanto's dominance of the poison marketplace across Europe. And this has been admitted by a top Monsanto official. It's actually quoted by Reuters. An official, he's like the head of the public affairs, public affairs and sustainability office. I think that was the name. And I forgot his name, but it's quoted in my story. And he openly admits that Monsanto focuses on taking down people who are obstacles to Monsanto's market dominance. Now, I've been warning about this for, I guess, over a decade now, it seems. Yeah, it's been a decade. And of course, I've been one of the people most frequently targeted by Monsanto. This came out in the FOIA request by the U.S. Right to Know group that acquired documents and internal emails that showed Monsanto ran a black ops unit. It's called a negative PR department, and that they would spend over $1 million a year just targeting myself and the Food Babe. So I don't know if that was like $500,000 each, or if I got $750,000, targeting me and the Food Babe got $250,000, or the other way around. I don't know. But it's over $1 million a year they spent just trying to smear myself and the Food Babe and others like Jeffrey Smith. This is all coming out. So not only has Monsanto now lost this third court case with a $2 billion jury award in damages, largely punitive damages, but Monsanto, since being acquired by Bayer, well, Bayer's stock price has plunged 40%. The stockholders, shareholders are in an open revolt against the CEO of Bayer. And Bayer, of course, has a history steeped in crimes against humanity, including taking part in the Holocaust against Jews in the Second World War. Bayer was part of IG Farben that worked for the Third Reich and actually developed chemical weapons and used Jewish prisoners of war in inhumane medical experiments. That's the history of Bayer. Now, Bayer, over the years, they found a way to take their chemical weapons that they had originally used to mass murder Jewish people in genocide. They found a way to turn them into chemotherapy agents and prescription drugs and weed killer chemicals. And then they found a way to earn a profit. So it's a poison for profit scam that Bayer has been running. And with the acquisition of Monsanto, it only got worse. It only got amped up. Now, let me describe to you, well, in summary first, Monsanto is about to face the music. There will probably be criminal indictments across Europe. And there are over 13,400 court cases pending against Bayer now for cancer caused by exposure to Roundup weed killer, which has been in the marketplace for over 30 years. It's incredible. If Bayer is... let's say the juries come back with an average of $100 million per award, on average. Some higher, some lower. But let's say $100 million on average, which is kind of on the low side compared to what has been awarded so far. That would mean with 10,000 court cases that Bayer would owe $1 trillion. $1 trillion in cash, which of course the company doesn't have. the company's entire assets don't equal $1 trillion. Not even decades of future earnings doesn't equal $1 trillion. So Bayer could be financially annihilated, which would be good for humanity, by the way, and Monsanto with it. Monsanto's history is also steeped in crimes against humanity. Monsanto, of course, developed Agent Orange, which was sprayed on civilians indiscriminately in the Vietnam War. And also, of course, U.S. soldiers were exposed to it. Agent Orange was kind of the precursor to glyphosate. It's a crime against nature, a crime against humanity, and it was used as a weapon of mass destruction in the Vietnam War. Over all these decades, Monsanto has used black ops divisions to run character assassination, defamation, intimidation, stalking, death threats, bribery of journalists, every kind of insidious, like Stasi-level campaign that you can imagine. And I can say that now because it's all coming out, even though I've known this for over a decade and I've been the target of it. These are some of the most evil people in the world. They murder people for profit, in essence, by saturating the food supply with cancer-causing chemicals. They're in the business of poisoning humanity for money. So they don't care if they destroy someone's reputation, they defame people. So let me let you in on a little secret how they do this. They do something called the Wikipedia shuffle. The Wikipedia shuffle works like this. So first of all, they have lots of editors who work on Wikipedia. And then they target somebody. And let's just use a fictitious name here. We'll say, instead of the Food Babe, we'll say Food Bob. So let's say Food Bob is super influential and is warning people about GMOs and glyphosate. Monsanto wants to take down Food Bob. But Food Bob is a highly ethical, upstanding citizen with no criminal record whatsoever. Food Bob actually knows what he's talking about. He's doing good work. He's an independent, award-winning journalist. So how do they smear Food Bob? It's simple. First, they pay off Wikipedia editors to write a bunch of smears about Food Bob. Oh, they'll say Food Bob was busted for child porn. It's a complete lie, of course, total fiction. Never happened. No police records, nothing. But the minute it shows up on Wikipedia, even for 2 hours, Monsanto's operatives will call their paid off bribed journalists, the journo hitmen who work for BuzzFeed or some other organization like Forbes.com. And they'll say, look what's on Wikipedia. Food Bob was busted for child porn. So Forbes.com will publish a story citing Wikipedia. Forbes.com will report, oh, Food Bob busted for child porn and whatever else they want to come up with as well. He strangles squirrels in his backyard and, you know, whatever they want to make up, or just go the Trump dossier style. He hired prostitutes to urinate on hotel beds. Okay, whatever. So then Forbes.com publishes the piece. Then the original editors who work for Wikipedia, they delete their original claim because they know it can't stand up. And instead, they replace it with a new claim that cites Forbes.com, which is an authorized news source recognized by Wikipedia. So now the Wikipedia entry cites Forbes.com that says Food Bob was busted for child porn. All of a sudden, now it is a, quote, fact on Wikipedia because it has a media source. Even though the media source cited a complete fabrication that was originally posted to Wikipedia, it's now been established through circular lies and propaganda that this is, quote, a fact. This is what Monsanto does all the time, every day, and they've been doing it for years. And if you don't believe me, you can look up the Wikipedia entry on any person who is a clean food activist, from Jeffrey Smith to Ronnie Cummins to Joseph Mercola to myself or Food Babe or Alex Jones or even President Trump for that matter, or how about Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's been speaking out against the toxicity of vaccines, or any Wikipedia entry of a naturopathic physician, an alternative medicine doctor, anybody, a food scientist that tells the truth, even a sociologist that tells the truth about the dangers and the harm of the transgender movement. They're all smeared on Wikipedia, and then they get smeared by BuzzFeed and smeared by Forbes and smeared across the corporate-controlled media. This is how it's done. It's called the Wikipedia shuffle. Now, fortunately, most people are, they're more wise today. Nobody really believes anything they read in Wikipedia anymore. Nobody even believes CNN. no informed person believes the Washington Post or the New York Times. It's all fiction. So that ruse that they've been playing all these years has kind of fizzled out. Like nobody believes them anymore. But they got away with it for a long time. And that's exactly the kind of thing they run. And that's what's coming out now with the European law enforcement authorities. And this vindicates everything that I've said over all these years. Monsanto runs like a mafia. And Bayer may not have known this when they bought Monsanto, but they bought a criminal racketeering mafia organization that has for years run a black ops unit that I believe has been engaged in some of the death threats against me, some of the stalking, and attempts to actually assassinate individuals like myself who have been the leaders in speaking out against all this mass poisoning of humanity. And as I've said in a recent video, I actually credit Monsanto with motivating me to get all of the tactical firearms training that I've received over the last, I don't know what it's been, 10 years or so, racked up now over 5,000 hours of training and practice, range time, with Navy SEALs, former Special Forces, former law enforcement, U.S. Army intelligence, long-range snipers, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, hand-to-hand combat experts, edge weapons combat experts. I have become proficient in virtually every weapon system that you can imagine that's legal for civilians to operate. So, you know, I've never used like an RPG. I've never used like a full auto M249 or anything like that. But everything else I can pick up and run. And that's because of the incredible need for self-defense. Figuring all these years that I'd find myself in a situation where I would have to defend myself against five attackers all at once. And so I trained myself to be able to take out 5 to 10 attackers. Rapid succession, pinpoint accuracy. Read more at my website, naturalnews.com. And by the way, get trained. Get your gun skills now while you can. Buy a SIG P320. Get a SIG AR-15 rifle. If you can find a gun range, you can find some instructors, you can find some former Marines, veterans, maybe Navy SEALs to train you, do it. It's the best money you'll ever spend, even if you have to pay them $50 an hour. And there's a lot of ex-military that will love to work for you for $50 an hour. Trust me on that point. They don't have a lot of job opportunities and they could really use the cash. We need to help them. Find them. Offer them $50 for an hour of training. Get your skills while you can. You're going to need them. Thanks for listening. Take care. Thank you for watching Counterthink. I want to remind you that my work is supported by the Health Ranger Store. HealthRangerStore.com. We are the only online retailer of foods, superfoods, and nutritional supplements that now conducts glyphosate testing in an ISO-accredited laboratory that we own, that I run. We test our products for glyphosate and certify them to be glyphosate tested. You can see the icons on our website. If you want clean food, check out healthrangerstore.com.